If you knew you were starting a business that would generate you $1 million per year, how much would you be willing to invest today?
Travis Ferris is a real estate entrepreneur, sales coach, team leader, public speaker, and community builder. He's done the work with over $500 million in total sales. Now he's welcoming you to the table. But make sure you're ready. The coffee is for closers only.
The mindset's the one thing that's going to keep you going.
Coffee for Closers is powered by Collab Agents. Here's your host, Travis Ferris.
Welcome, listeners, to Coffee for Closers, my espresso shot, episode number 3. Today, I'm just talking about, did I miss the boat? The concept of what are you doing? What do you want to do? What do you want to move forward on? And, you know, are you too late? And I think this is one thing that definitely comes up time and time again is, should I start? Should I start on this? Am I going to enter it? You know, we've talked about, you know, Blue Ocean Strategy, one of my favorite books, as far as pursuing opportunity and trying to avoid, you know, ridiculous out of control competition, which would be Redwater. And the question up that comes up, and it comes up time and time again for myself, as I talk to high producers around the country, is, you know, is it too late to start? So again, when I got into real estate, like 2010, 2011, started building the team in 2012, getting into real estate, I mean, immediately looking at the market in front of us, you know, I think there's 10,000 agents. There's 10,000 agents. And if you look at, you know, competition as far as not entering, so again, not being fearful of entering an industry, a niche, a market, a space that has high competition, you won't do anything. And so we entered in that. And I think you have a lot of misconceptions that occur as you're looking, you know, from newer eyes. At that time, I hadn't, that was the first time getting into real estate. But, you know, no, it's not too late to start whatever you're doing. So, you know, we always start mindset, perspective, exactly where you're at now from point A to point Z. And the reality is your mind is like your biggest obstacle to get over. Because if you didn't do anything that other people were doing, you wouldn't do really anything at all unless you're coming out with a high innovative innovation product, which you're going to be changing the game or whatever industry that you're in. But again, you want to also, on the contrary, avoid this concept of FOMO, fear of missing out. So there's so many life lessons. If you've ever been into day trading, so I did about a year and a half of pretty heavy day trading. And actually through that time, you know, if you know anything about day trading, you basically, there's a barrier of entry and a cost of learning and a cost of entering into an industry or a market. And a lot of people basically lose money for the first year before, you know, make the turn and actually start being able to hone your craft to make money. We actually almost broke even from that. But I will say that there were so many life lessons that emerged from it because, you know, you're learning how to read the tickers and the market and the graphs on, you know, what is happening, what you think is going to happen based on what has happened or what has happened with the company. And this thing of FOMO definitely comes out when you see something go and just go to the moon. You know, you ultimately, human nature, want to get in on it. You feel like, so this fear of missing out causes you to do and enter these trades that are bad. So it's about being able to say, hey, this is what I want to do. So this is one of the things that it's trending huge, you know, so we've been doing video on YouTube since like 2016, like, you know, earlier. And we took some time, you know, we enter and then took some time off because, you know, where I've been at with my business. And again, if you don't know who I am, Travis Ferris, I run Ferris Team, multiple locations. We've sold close to $1 billion in real estate sales, and we do about $50 million a year in Hawaii and Colorado and some other locations opening up. But we've done that through, you know, absolute grit, determination, entering new markets, strategy, working our asses off to get there. But one of the things is as we move forward and take breaks, you know, in the last 6 months to a year, 6 months for sure, you know, we definitely took a step back. I didn't want to just push stuff out for the sake of pushing it out. It's what am I pushing out? Who am I pushing it out to? What am I trying to accomplish? And, you know, there's so much noise that occurs when you do things like that. But this is where you need to be super confident in what you are doing. And, you know, last podcast that I just did when I was in Arizona, it's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks, was essentially just not pushing stuff out for the sake of pushing it out. So we want to be clear and concise on what we're doing, why we're doing it. And again, not just, you know, trying to like jump into this red water and compete for the sake of competing. It's always what I've always done. Again, this is why I also love Blue Ocean Strategies, because I want to look at a market and like look at where opportunity is and where energy is maximized, and not just for the sake, because when you do something for the sake of pleasing the crowd or the noise or whatever it is, it's you're pleasing your ego. And one of the things that really emerged is, like, what do I want to learn? Like, as a business professional, high producer, someone who's building brands, building companies, trying different things, like, what do I want to hear from the person talking? And I don't know, like, everyone comes from a different journey. So everyone's hard is different. You know, a 3 mile run might be really hard for someone and really easy for another one. But what I want to know is where people suffered, not for like, yes, it's good that other people are suffering. It's a no, because of the high performer and the high producer, there's a lot of times where you feel really freaking alone on this journey. Like, am I doing it right? Is anyone else going through this? Is anyone else experiencing this? The market has been, you know, X, Y, Z, and I did my best. Well, what I want to hear is that other people have gone through similar situations, is like the suffering that they went through and what they did to get through it and how they made it through it. That's inspirational to me. Like, again, not knocking on anyone, because, you know, our goal is to provide our children with the absolute best life and, you know, life of everything being provided to them. You know, there's going to be benchmarks and a lot of things that we set up to, you know, hopefully raise great children with everything being provided to them. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, if someone's handed $1 million business and they're running $1 million business, you're kind of like, you know, they were given that business. Like, they didn't build that, you know, they didn't suffer and go through this crazy journey to get from zero. Cause there's, I'll tell you what, getting from zero to 100, what is probably to you like the hardest number, like getting from zero to one. So the second that someone is placed on one, it's a massive advantage. And so when I hear, you know, people being placed on, you know, space 3, 4, 5, and, you know, hey, well, you know, I wasn't given much, but I was given, you know, my parents paid for school and things like that. You're like, well, you know, that's being dropped on level 2, whatever it is. Like, you weren't dropped on level 100, but you avoided the 0 to 1 check mark, which is the hardest benchmark. It's the same thing with how planes fly. They use the most amount of gas when they're basically taking off. Once they're airborne, it's cruise. They're cruising at altitude, like using minimal, maximizing energy, maximizing efficiency type stuff. So the reality is there are 300 million people in America alone, like, what is it? A couple of billions on the planet. So the reality is there are probably people doing what you're looking at doing, but are they doing it as good as you? Like, you are unique. You are God's greatest gift to the earth. You are the one and only person. You're the only person born on that day, at that time, by those parents. And so, like, you have a special gift. There's something special about you that you can bring to the marketplace. Now, is anyone else bringing what you have, the special gift that you have, to the marketplace? Probably not, because, again, you are 1,000% unique. You are the only you. So when you look at a market, look at opportunity, look at blue ocean, look at red ocean. I'm not saying to never enter a competitive space. I'm just saying be ready for war when you do it. And it's about utilizing. So the good thing is, if other people are doing it, you actually have things to model. You can go find successful people or model success that other people are doing and bring that to the space. So the reality is it too late for you to be doing what you want to do? No, it's not. It's just going to be determined by how you want to do it, the space, the time, the amount of energy. So again, thank you for tuning into our espresso shot. Is it too late? Absolutely not. You just got to choose today. Thank you so much.
Enjoyed this episode of Coffee for Closers? Subscribe to the show anywhere you find podcasts. And follow Collab Agents on social at Collab Agents.